Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden continues meeting with European leaders in Brussels today. He's expanding his push to gather more allied support for a united front against Russia and China. Biden explained his views after a meeting with NATO leaders on Monday.
Russia and China are both seeking to drive a wedge in our transatlantic solidarity. We're seeing an increase in malicious cyber activity. But our alliance is a strong foundation on which we can, our collective security and our shared prosperity can continue to be built.
Biden travels to Geneva later today. He'll meet Russian President Vladimir Putin there tomorrow. The House Judiciary Committee will investigate the Justice Department's efforts to surveil some members of Congress, their aides and families, and some journalists. During the Trump presidency, the agency subpoenaed Apple to get their private records. The House Committee Chairman says investigators need to learn if this was part of a larger coordinated effort. The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to reinstate the death penalty against Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. From member station GBH, Mary Blake reports the request is at odds with President Biden's stated opposition to capital punishment.
In its brief, the Department of Justice said that 12 conscientious jurors determined capital punishment was warranted, and that determination should be honored. Last year, a three-judge panel ruled that jurors were not questioned properly about pretrial publicity and vacated Tsarnaev's death sentence. The Trump administration appealed that decision to the Supreme Court last October, and the justices agreed to hear the case in the fall. The DOJ's latest filing contradicts Biden's campaign promise to eliminate the death penalty at the federal level. Tsarnaev was convicted in 2015 of killing four people and injuring more than 260 others after two bombs exploded near the finish line of the Boston Marathon in 2013. For NPR News, I'm Mary Blake in Boston.
California reopens its economy today after more than a year of pandemic lockdowns. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports daily infections have plummeted in California and vaccination rates have dramatically increased.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state has surpassed President Biden's nationwide goal of vaccinating 70% of adults with at least one dose by July 4th.
We have now administered over 72% of Californians 18 and older have received at least one dose of vaccine, 72%.
Starting today, fully vaccinated people in California will no longer be required to wear facial coverings in almost all settings. The state is also easing capacity limits and social distancing guidelines, although many businesses will likely keep some in place. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is NPR. Tropical Storm Bill is swirling in the Atlantic Ocean, more than 200 miles off the coast of Massachusetts. It's the second named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center says it expects Bill will be a short-lived tropical storm. It could peter out by tomorrow. The group that manages Texas's electric grid is calling on people to conserve energy through Friday. Electricity supplies may not keep up with demand. From member station KUT, Mose Bouchel reports, this is the second time this has happened since winter storms in February cut power to most of Texas.
The Electric Reliability Council of Texas says it's not sure why so many power plants have gone offline for repairs and maintenance in the last couple days. But the number is around four times more than expected. Warren Lasher is ERCOT's senior director of system planning. He says his group is investigating what's happened.
The analysis has to be more, why across the fleet are we seeing all of these unexpected, unplanned, unscheduled maintenance issues.
Lawmakers have enacted some reforms of the state's grid, but experts say they may not go far enough to safeguard against another widespread power outage. For NPR News, I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is banning the importation of dogs into the U.S. More than 100 countries are on the banned list. This is because hundreds of puppies have been brought into the U.S. with fake rabies vaccination papers. The CDC says it's acting to protect dogs and people. This is NPR.